The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We had planned on talking about the fact that Anthony A. hooked up with his ex here in Vegas. Yes, we're still here. We haven't left yet. But instead, we're going to talk about my husband, DJ Automatic, screen gazing. Hey, good morning. It's Monday. Dana Cortez Show is on. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And, yeah.
Dana, I don't screen gaze, okay?
The screen gazier, gaziest guy of all time. And Anthony A. just had to put up with it. We're having a conversation, and you're screen gazing. Why are you doing that?
I'm not screen gazing. I'm looking at his computer. Anthony has a blocker on his phone, so I can't even screen gaze on his phone anymore, which I took offense to that. I was like, this dude thinks that I'm reading his phone that because I have great vision.
And
I can see really, really far.
Because he's got a block on it.
First of all, you're not the center of my universe all the time, DJ Automatic.
Nope.
The screen protector is not only for your screen and gazing eyes, but others like yourself. All right. And yes, Automatic did call me out on it yesterday. He goes, I can't even see your phone.
And then, why he looking? Why is he looking?
Here's what Automatic tried to do to me. He tried to make me seem like the weirdo for having a screen blocker on my phone.
Well, I still think it's kind of weird.
Oh!
It's not weird because you shouldn't be looking at other people's phones. I can never text, and I think there's ladies listening right now. I can never text or talk to anybody without him looking, asking, what are they saying? Who is that? What's going on? And why did you say that?
It's not my fault that God blessed me with great vision.
No, it's not. It's your fault that God blessed you with being a chismoso. You are so up in everybody's business, and then you go spill the tea.
I like to know. I don't. Come on.
Yeah. Right here on the radio.
Now that I hooked up with my ex, you can't be telling people about spilling teas.
Thanks.
Anthony, we agreed we're going to talk about that now.
So now time to spill that tea.
I agreed.
So the heat's off me. It's on you now.
So you hooked up with the ex. Is this the one?
No.
Are you going to? Well, we like her.
She was the one for the weekend, and that's what that is.
I'm not too sure about that because I will say this ex of yours, I've known her longer than I've known Anthony, and I'm a fan. I feel like there could be some reignition of some flames going on.
Nice. Nah, dude, all the flames were ignited and put out. update, she still snores. No, sorry, that's
you didn't mind,
joke.
Though. You didn't mind.
Actually, you know what? When chicks snore, that's so...
I snore every night.
Yes, dude. And I hear your husband talk about it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's awful, dude.
Automatic, you better not.
Sometimes I'll go sleep on the couch just because it's like a little roaring bear.
I need an answer, though, to this question. Have you been with somebody, broken up, and gotten back together, and you're with them now, and it worked out? Because I have hope for Anthony. 877-730-DCS1. Please call now. Give this man some hope. National Day, Anthony A.
You say hope like I'm desperate now.
You're not desperate, but we like her.
Yes, that's what it is. Okay. You guys are hopeful. So yes. We're going to ride the positivity into the weekend. It's Monday. Let's have fun. All right. It is National Nurses Day. So shout out to the nurses.
Out there. To all those nurses out there.
She is not a nurse, so that means she's not crazy because I've had bad encounters with those ones, especially the traveling kind. All right, we also have National Beverage Day, and this is non-alcoholic or alcoholic if you want to have a fun bev this
My
morning.
My beverage of choice is water.
Ooh,
or coffee.
Can't go wrong with some H2O right there. And let's wrap it up on National No Diet Day.
Ooh, my favorite kind of day.
That's your day every day, Automatic. Every day we're not on a diet.
I've been doing a really good job. Do you know what's working for me is like the intermittent fasting where I don't eat for like hours and hours and hours. And then when I do, I just gorge.
We are in Las Vegas right now, right? We were at the fight. We ate an entire bag of Kit Kats. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
That was all you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The worst food for teeth health is going to shock you because I think that most people said candy. That's not it.
No, nope.
It's not.
I thought it would be like a gummy situation.
Yeah,
some kind of sugary.
No,
wait till I tell you what it is. It's the Fat Club, and we're talking about how your teeth are connected and linked to your health. And I got to tell you a personal story. First of all, Automatic and Anthony, when I was little, I grew up in humble beginnings. We didn't talk about the dentist. We had money for that kind of thing. And I remember when I got gingivitis. I was a young adult at this time. I hadn't had my teeth cleaned in I don't know how long. Gingivitis is when plaque and tartar builds up around your teeth. And it's like in between your gums. And I remember the smell. I remember the feeling. I remember feeling bad. And I couldn't afford to go to the dentist. So I went to Mexico. And all I did was get my teeth cleaned. The dentist said, Dana, your teeth are fine. You just haven't had them cleaned in a long time. And he said to me, every person should die with their teeth. And all you have to do is get your teeth cleaned twice a year. And he explained to me how important it is. He explained to me it doesn't cost a lot of money. He said, go to your pharmacy, Walgreens, CVS, buy you some cheap dental floss, use it every day, and your teeth will outlive you.
Well, that must have made a huge impression on you because Dana is the, like, she flosses all the time.
Automatic, this is so embarrassing. I had the worst breath.
I was going to say, I'm so glad I didn't meet you when you had gingivitis. I don't think this would have worked out.
We're laughing, but people lose their teeth. Because we don't educate ourselves. And teeth are connected to your organs. Teeth can lead to obesity and all kinds of illness.
They're saying that gum disease actually can show that you have heart disease, diabetes, respiratory disease.
All of the above. Yeah. The other day I was talking to my mom, and she was like, Anthony, you need to get your teeth clean because all that plaque can really clog up your arteries.
Which is true. Yep.
And my mom, raising us, she was funny. The one thing she always tells us, she goes, I got a good enough job to get you guys health care. So you better. She took us to the dentist, like, religiously growing up. And it was cool. And I like to admit, to this day, I've never had a cavity.
Love that, Anthony. Me either. As an adult, I've never had a cavity.
You had gingivitis, Dana.
I didn't have a cavity, though, because I brushed my teeth. Brushing your teeth is not enough. It's not enough. People think, I brush my teeth every day. It's not enough.
You got to floss.
And my stepdad used to tell us, he was like, you got to make sure you brush your teeth so you don't get Zachleys. You ever heard of Zachleys?
No.
No? Okay, that's where your breath smells exactly like your ass. Oh.
That was me. Okay, so teeth or tooth health, rather, determines how healthy your organs are and everything else. So here's the worst foods for you and your children, your familia. Number 5, alcoholic beverages. You know when you're out and about and you have a little cocktail at night or a little mama or whatever and you fall asleep?
Yeah.
You got to brush your teeth.
Yeah. I mean, you should brush your teeth before you go to bed anyway.
You should anyway, but sometimes when you're drinking, you don't, and all that stuff, your teeth are porous. They're a living organ. So please brush your teeth after that. Number 4, fruit juice and juice pops. And I remember telling Automatic, we had Avomatic. Art already had 2 kids. I told him, we don't give her juice. He's like, why? Why? And we went to the pediatrician. What did the pediatrician say?
Do not give your kid juice.
Give them fruit. Right, it just sits there. It's bad for you. Bad for your teeth. It's nothing but sugar. And juice pops, too, are really bad, which I love juice pops. Brush right after. Doesn't mean you can't have it. It means to brush right after. Number 3, soda and sweetened beverages. I'm talking to myself. I love sweet tea. Ooh. No bueno for the teeth at all. Number 2, candy, gummy candy in particular, sticks to the teeth. It's really bad. Brush your teeth after.
Yeah.
And the number 1 food that causes cavities, tooth decay, is a cracker, especially those small ones like Goldfish, which we give to our kids all the time.
Oh.
Or the soup crackers.
Oh, because they get stuck in your teeth.
They get stuck. They get impacted in between the teeth, and they develop bacteria. And I told this to Otto yesterday. He didn't know. Bacteria doesn't stink. The bacteria poops in your body, on your body, in your mouth, and it farts. That's what smells bad.
Wait, what?
What?
Bacteria doesn't stink. It's when it releases its
bacteria
fecal
matter.
Bacteria
is a living organism.
It's a living thing.
That's taking a dip in your mouth. Yeah. And that's why it
that's
smells
why
like...
That's why it smells.
What did you call it again?
Exactly.
Exactly. There we go.
So, get the floss. Go see your dentist twice a year to keep you and your family healthy. Start young with your kiddos, okay? Don't let them go through what I went through. We're just trying to educate you here in the Fat Club.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Drake versus Kendrick reached crazy levels. I think they've gone too far. We're going to play some of the audio from various songs that were dropped over the weekend. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Chris Paul celebrating his birthday. Hey. And I almost got George Clooney, Meek Mill, and Angel Reese.
All right, so let's start off talking about fight weekend. It was such a privilege to cover Canelo versus Munguia. Also, shout out to our very good friend, Mario Barrios.
Yeah.
Who fought right before Canelo, defended his, you know, championship. Oscar De La Hoya was asked by DJ Automatic to speak on Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. Here's his take.
With Tyson, like, I worry about him because he's 60...
He's 57.
Yeah, 57, still, 57. I mean, you know, your body's
he's
different.
He's 57 going up against 28-year-old or 27-year-old, a big kid. Jake
Paul
is big.
Yeah, he's a big kid, yeah.
I just feel, you know, just be careful out there, man.
I agree. I'm worried about Mike Tyson. 57 years old in a ring with somebody much younger, very strong. Jake Paul's tall. He's like 6'3 or something. Crazy.
I don't think anyone's going to get hurt. They're using 14-ounce gloves. Most amateur fights are fought with 12-ounce. Pro fights are fought with 6. So I don't see anybody getting like really beat up.
But also, like, with the bigger gloves, you don't feel as much. It's more cushion when you get punched. So
you use those when you're sparring. They're basically using sparring gloves.
Yeah, so it's like glorified like workout.
Well, congratulations to Canelo. We had one of the best conversations with him, with Oscar De La Hoya, with Mario Barrios. Just go to Dana Cortez on YouTube, subscribe, and check him out. All right, now it's time to get dirty with Drake and Kendrick because I just don't know. I think these guys are punching below the belt, no pun intended. Kendrick is accusing Drake of being a pedophile. Just take a listen to this.
Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wah, 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 wah.
The pedophile accusation is heavy.
I think Drake has some people in his camp that have some charges, which are true. Human trafficking charges.
Oh, whoa.
So that's true. We found out this is real. Kendrick exposed that. Because Drake accused him of beating on his wife.
This doesn't even feel like rap anymore. It feels like CSI.
It does. Check this verse.
It's like a true crime documentary.
When you put your hands on your girl, is it self-defense because she's bigger than you? Your back is up against the curb. You digging for dirt, should be digging for proof. Why did you move to New York? Is it because you live in that bachelor life? Proposed in 2015, but don't want to make her your actual wife.
Okay, so I got to correct you, DJ Automatic. That's not Kendrick's wife. I thought they were married. So evidently they're not. And he did move to New York. And everybody was like, why did he move to New York? And now Drake says to cover up that, he hired some publicist.
And you know whose apology aged well? J. Cole. Now you're starting to be like, oh, I get it, dude.
He won the beef.
Obviously, J. Cole knew all this was back behind the scenes. And he was like, I'm not getting involved in
he
that.
He didn't want anybody talking about his basketball career.
That's your Daily Dirt. Hey, check our YouTube channel. Once again, Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Would you like to live in New York for free in Manhattan?
Ooh.
There's a candy that can help make that happen for you. Let's talk about it in food news. Top hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
Speaking of economy, we got to go home today. We're still in Vegas. Let's start National Day off with this hashtag. Automatic, do you remember last week during Fresh Friday for the Kids, there was a child who said his favorite cartoon was Bugs Bunny?
Yeah.
He's not alone. MeTV is starting up a new channel called MeTV Toons because of the resurgence of interest in old school cartoons. Looney Tunes is hot on YouTube, and you can only get a certain amount of episodes. So they're going to do Looney Tunes. They're going to do Scooby-Doo, The Jetsons, Popeye, all these shows.
Sounds like my old Saturday mornings.
Exactly. Remember Saturday mornings for people who are listening who remember waking up extra early because you could only get your cartoons that day? It was such a great feeling. Now it's 24/7
everything.
On
that note, one of the only series that I've been into recently is they revamped the X-Men series. So the X-Men 97 series. And that one goes crazy.
See what I'm saying? So,
dude, the Jetsons are probably one of my favorite cartoons of all time.
And everything came true. All right. MeTV Toons launches on June 25th. DJ Automatic Food News.
Skittles is going to give someone a rent-free rainbow-themed apartment in New York City. So they're trying to push their Skittles Littles. This are the same thing as Skittles.
They're baby Skittles?
They're just baby Skittles. And they're going to give you an apartment that's only 353 square feet, which sounds really, really small, but it's a good size for New York City.
For New York, it's a mansion.
And especially in Manhattan, would cost you $3,700 a month if you're paying for it. And they're going to give you a maid that comes in once a week.
The maid and you couldn't fit in there at the same time. But
the way you presented that story was wild to me. But I will say, I can't wait to tell a woman, yo, you want to come back and taste the rainbow? And you talk about your place. That's so beautiful.
I kept thinking about the maid from the Jetsons. What's her name?
Rosie.
There you go. All right. National Day, Anthony.
All right. Very important one. We're going to kick off this week by celebrating No Diet Day. All right. So don't feel guilty about whatever it is you want to eat. Burger, pizza, donuts, cheesecake, whatever it
that
is,
that sounds like my lunch yesterday. I need to be on a diet. Fat Club, we're doing that today for sure.
We also got National Beverage Day, so shout out to all the Bev girlies and myself around the world. I'm like a Bev guy. I have like 3 or 4 Bevs usually on hand.
I posted a picture of myself getting out of a private plane the other day, and I've never felt more like a bottle chick in my life.
DJ Automatic, go look at that on Instagram. It's hilarious.
Shout out to all the bottle chicks around the world, but today we are celebrating Nurses Day. It's now National Nurse Day, kicking off National Nurses Week as well, too.
I have a story for you. There's this nurse in Houston, traveling nurse, and she left her kids, her 6-year-old and 8-year-old, alone at her high-end spot in H-Town. Like $3,700 a month. This woman made lots of money. Got on a cruise to go to Puerto Rico. Left the children by themselves. It was like 5 days. The neighbors finally called police, and she's in jail now.
Okay, we're going to not celebrate her, but we'll celebrate all the other nurses.
Talking about that. We literally said let's not talk about that before we got on air. I want to shout out my brother Angela, who's in his clinicals right now. So keep going,
okay,
bro. We
Angela,
love you, man.
Yes. The lady, keep her in jail.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do people really change, or in the words of Carlito and Carlito's way, do they just run out of steam? Let's talk about it now. Dana Cortez along with DJ Automatic Anthony. We're having this conversation because Oscar De La Hoya gave Anthony A's ex a message.
What's up, B***y? Hey, Anthony's a changed man.
Listen, it's a decade ago, fool.
Oh, wow. So you a changed man, Anthony?
You know how bad...
The second time around, y'all gonna make it?
You know how wild your life gotta be for Oscar De La Hoya to make a plea for you to say that he's a changed man, dude?
You were taking life advice from Oscar De La Hoya.
Hey, he really is a changed man. Can you change? I believe people change.
I believe people change, for sure.
I believe...
We sat down and had an interview with him. He's a changed man. I feel like he changed.
But he said he's changed because he realized what he needed was love. You gotta go watch this conversation. Dana Cortez on YouTube. I'm not kidding. He had a mother who abused him daily, never told him he loved him. So he said he went years acting crazy because he was mad.
Yeah,
he needed love.
I believe people are in a constant state of change. I think you change day to day, week to week, month to month. At least that's what I told my ex.
The one thing I tell my daughter all the time, because you know she's getting older now, is that the only thing you can count on in life is change.
But people changing is something else. I mean,
people do change. You can change for the better. You can change for the worse.
But you have to come to the realization of why you need to change, as Oscar De La Hoya did. If you don't, then you're going to continue down the same path, or you blame other people. Well, I got to change. It's your fault. You know, you're the victim. It's always somebody else.
Can you change for your ex?
I don't know. Well, now I kind of feel like I got to change for Oscar. You know,
But do you want a relationship with her?
Nah, I just want to clap buns. But now that Oscar said, you know, I'm on a mission and this flight for Oscar De La Hoya, I got to make him proud.
He said he's so in love. And, you know, Automatic and I guess we argue all the time, but I really love him. He's really my best friend. I want that for you. Otto, I can't imagine a day without you. I can't imagine not being around you all the time.
I mean, you're just a day? Like a day?
Not even a day. You can go to the bathroom by yourself and that's it. No, I'm just kidding. No, of course, you travel for work. You travel to DJ, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Oscar said that about his wife. He's like, it's the first time I feel bad for his ex-wives.
But,
his ex-wife,
you know,
Millie,
yes,
but
exactly.
Whatever.
To be Oscar now, you got to be Oscar then. And I'm still being Oscar then. So
you are not that crazy. Okay, let's not go there. But you can't see yourself settling down at all ever?
At this current state, man, I'm happy. I love my life. Everything's blissful. I don't have stresses, and it's a fun ride right now. So
who's listening right now that just wants to be single for the rest of their lives and die alone in an apartment with cats eating your face? 877-730-DCS1.
That's not it. Anthony doesn't want to be alone. He's been an abused boyfriend. He's still getting over it. His last two relationships would have probably taken me down too.
Hey, lots of great content right now on the radio, of course, and Dana Cortez Show on YouTube. Go check it out. Subscribe. We'll be back after this on the radio.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.